With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. The late poet, Langston Hughes.
I'm a Negro, black as the night is black, black like the depths of my Africa. I've been a slave. Caesar told me to keep his doorsteps clean. I brushed the boots of Washington.
Langston Hughes was a young man who came out of Joplin, Missouri, and then Lawrence, Kansas, and Cleveland, Ohio, and decided that he was going to be a poet. He was going to live by his writing, and he was going to write about black people in the main.
That's Arnold Rampersad, author of the first of what will be a two-volume study of Langston Hughes.
Mama, may I have...
Late into the Harlem night, the mature Langston Hughes would spin his favorite record by Billie Holiday.
But God bless the child that's got his own.
Arnold Rampersad says that Langston Hughes did get his own, but at the price of a nomadic existence, a furtive sexuality, and a death without a wife, a known lover, or a child. Hughes' road as an artist was paved by the white writer and critic Carl Van Vechten, who, about 1924, became interested in what was to become known as the Harlem Renaissance.
Van Vechten had connections at the young publishing firm of Alfred A. Knopf, and he used those connections and other connections to help Hughes.
Thus leading to the publication of Langston Hughes' first book of poems, The Weary Blues.
Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of an old gaslight, he did a lazy sway. He did a lazy sway to the tune of those weary blues.
Arnold Rampersad's meticulous biography is called The Life of Langston Hughes, 1902 to 1941, published by Oxford University Press. Langston Hughes recorded his work for Spoken Arts of New Rochelle, New York, and Thunder's Mouth Press of New York has reissued both volumes of Langston Hughes' autobiography. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Out of love, no regrets, though the goodness be wasted forever. Out of love, no regrets, though the return be never.
Langston Hughes. He was a young man from the Midwest who was beckoned by the glittering lights of Harlem and the salt of the sea. His early poems caught the attention of the white writer Carl Van Vechten and led to Hughes' first book, The Weary Blues, in 1926. But Arnold Rampersad, author of The Life of Langston Hughes, 1902 to 1941, says Hughes had another discoverer. It happened while Hughes was working as a busboy at a hotel in Washington, D.C., and the prominent poet, Vachel Lindsay, came in for dinner.
Hughes saw him in the dining room and decided to see what he could do to make himself known to this famous poet. So he scribbled down three of his best poems and put them down in front of Vachel Lindsay's place.
At a reading that night, Vachel Lindsay announced that he had just discovered a great Negro busboy poet and that he was going to champion him. In a spoken arts recording, Langston Hughes himself told what happened when he came to work the next day and encountered a crowd of reporters.
And they said, "You've been discovered." And I said, "What?" And they said, "Why, don't you know Vachel Lindsay read your poems last night to a very distinguished audience of congressmen and literary people? And he says that you're a fine poet. And he says that he has discovered right here in this hotel a busboy who is also a very good poet. They said, you're discovered, and we want to write about you."
Hughes had an interest in publicity. He knew that if his career was to advance, he would have to help it as much as he could.
Arnold Rampersad is the author of The Life of Langston Hughes, Volume 1, 1902 to 1941, published by Oxford University Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Dance, whirl, whirl, till the quick day is done. Rest at pale evening. A tall, slim tree. Night coming tenderly, black like me.
The late poet Langston Hughes on a spoken arts recording. In the late 1920s, Hughes found a major supporter in an elderly white woman named Charlotte Mason, who liked to be called Godmother. Arnold Rampersad, who has completed the first of a two-volume biography of Hughes, says Mason put the poet on an allowance.
She saw Hughes at one point as the great coming poet of the African peoples. And when she broke with him, as she did rather violently, it was really a catastrophic moment for him.
Why Hughes and Mason broke is not clear, but Rampersad says Hughes did not do his best writing during his years under Mason's wing. Later, as Hughes became more and more radicalized politically, the quality of his art suffered.
In the 1930s, he was a radical socialist poet. Many people called into question the right of such pieces to be called poetry at all.
Hughes also came under criticism for his use of black dialect in his poetry.
"I ain't been good. I ain't been clean. I've been evil, low down, mean. Fire, fire, Lord, fire gonna burn my soul.
Many black critics believe that it was simply not doing the race a service for Major Blackport to be using black dialect, because it seemed to them to perpetuate the notion that blacks were illiterate, incapable of so-called higher flights of language.
Langston Hughes used words rather than violence to combat social injustice and to express the inherent dignity of his race. Arnold Rampersad is the author of The Life of Langston Hughes, Volume 1, published by Oxford University Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Now, this is Langston Hughes. Many of my poems are poems about the Negro people in relation to American democracy and about the problems of American democracy in general as applied to race.
Langston Hughes, who died in 1967, was a traveler and, as a black, suffered the indignity of racial discrimination common in the U.S. during his lifetime. Biographer Arnold Rampersad says, however, Hughes rarely confronted the discrimination head-on.
Hughes saw himself primarily as a poet, and he would respond to these incidents eventually. I think he must have told himself that he would respond to these incidents eventually in works of art.
They hit me in the head and knocked me down. Then they kicked me on the ground. A Klansman said, "Nigger, look me in the face and tell me you believe in the great white race."
While Langston Hughes became a political radical in the 1930s, he was in good company.
It was the era of the Depression. Virtually every important American writer felt some kind of affinity to the left and to the far left.
"Southern gentle lady, do not swoon. They've just hung a black man in the dark of the moon. They've hung a black man to a roadside tree in the dark of the moon, for the world to see how Dixie protects its white womanhood. Southern gentle lady, be good. Be good."
Langston Hughes recorded his work for Spoken Arts of New Rochelle, New York. The Thunder's Mouth Press of New York has reissued both volumes of Hughes' autobiography in paperback. A most impressive work about the great poet is the first of a two-volume biography by Arnold Rampersad, The Life of Langston Hughes, 1902 to 1941, published by Oxford University Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While Langston Hughes wrote two volumes of autobiography during his lifetime, both reissued by Thunder's Mouth Press of New York, writer and scholar Arnold Rampersad felt there was more to learn about the great black poet.
It was important to me to get past the fictionalization that Hughes does in his autobiographies to get at the basic facts. He changes names, he changes dates, he no doubt plays around with certain episodes in order to make them more dramatic.
Thus, the first of what will be two volumes of The Life of Langston Hughes, published by Oxford University Press. Arnold Rampersad says there is a timeless quality to many of Hughes' poems.
The Negro Speaks of Rivers definitely is a major poem by Hughes, and oddly enough, it was the first one published in a major magazine when Hughes was only 19 years of age.
"I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers."
The poem Harlem, What Happens to a Dream Deferred, of course, is much anthologized.
"What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run?"
Feet of Jesus reminds us the extent to which Hughes, who was at certain times accused of being irreligious, how much he admired the spirit that led people to the church.
"At the feet of Jesus, at your feet I stand. Oh, my precious Jesus, please reach out your hand.
Mama, may I have..."
Despite the awards, the honors, the adulation, there remains an image of Langston Hughes sitting in a lonely room in Harlem playing Billie Holiday over and over.
That's got his own.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.